You know, I talk to a lot of my Black creative friends, and I'm always the guy, I'm the genre guy. I'm the sci-fi, horror, and fantasy guy. And while I write other genre frequently, those are my go-tos. And people always wonder why. And a lot of my quote-unquote woke friends who are in film, you know, they avoid those genres. And you'll find that with a lot of us Black creatives that we avoid those types of genre. We avoid horror. We avoid sci-fi. We avoid fantasy. And I asked them why. And in their wokeness, they say, well, man, we got a lot to say, man. We're trying to talk about what's going on in this world. We're trying to express ourselves and talk about the ills of society, the plight of Black people in the diaspora, and all of that. And I say to them, and I really try to plead with them, is that you can do that within the context of sci-fi, fantasy, and horror, within genre film. And then I take them back. You know, I say, you know, you have to look back in film history, and you have to look at films that have already been made and what they had to say. I mean, we can go way back. We can look at what Romero did with Night of the Living Dead. He had a Black hero in the 60s. And if you saw how that film ended for that character, you'll know that Romero had a lot to say with that character. Romero had a lot to say about race and about this world and who the real monsters were in that film. You can go look at the works of Cronenberg, who had a lot to say about greed and excess and our addictions to electronics and to television. You can look at John Carpenter with films like They Live and The Thing, and what he had to say about people, about trusting each other racially and socioeconomically, and all of that. Oh man, you can look at films like Neil Blomkamp's District 9, where a ship with alien slaves is hovering over Johannesburg, South Africa. You don't think he had something to say with that film? So I really plead with my Black content creators is that we can create a whole different genre of film, man. You know, we can call it woke-fi or whatever you want to call it, but we have a lot to say, and we can say it within the context of those types of films. I mean, the messages don't have to be so overt. I was watching the new Purge film, which I think is awesome if you haven't had a chance to see it. They enlisted a Black filmmaker to make this film, and it is awesome if you haven't seen it. It has a lot to say. It has a whole lot to say. And, you know, the messages might skip over some people's heads, but that's okay. You know, we as people who put out messages in our films, you know, sometimes you have to encode and people have to decode that message that you're trying to put out. But it's there nonetheless. Get Out, you know, Jordan Peele's, you know, film Get Out. That was definitely a film who mixed satire and horror together to create a film that had a lot to say. So don't. As Black content creators, don't shy away from those genres. You know, let's not shy away from those things because we feel that we have something to say and don't feel that we can say it unless it's like an overt message. You know, the message doesn't have to be overt. You know, we can always put our messages in these genre films and still entertain and still have a lot to say. All right.